Hey everybody, welcome back to Stray Noir, an Orphan Black podcast. I'm Logan.
I'm Mina.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, you sound fantastic today.
Thank you.
Mina, you sound horrible. Sound like you got a cold.
I mean, I've had better days.
Late nights worried about that Spider-Man movie, huh?
Yep, that's it. Now, I'm not worried. I don't know what you're talking about. The reviews are great for it.
No spider sense, man. No spider sense. What's up with that?
We'll get into that when the movie happens.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about it at some point. Everybody knows. We're here to talk about Orphan Black Season 5, Episode 4, which sadly means we're almost halfway through the last season of Orphan Black.
So sad.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed. Every time I look at the number of episodes, I'm just like, oh, that's one less episode we have left. Spoilers for the episode, Let the Children and Child Bearers Toil, which, if you're from the South, is apparently really hard to say. I mean, like, actually from the South, not like Tim is from the South. So,
what does that mean?
It means I grew up in a trailer park. I'm from legit South. You're from like high class South.
If you live somewhere where sweet tea's on tap, you live in the South.
I mean, you have a point, but I'm from legit. I'm like OG South. So, Let the Children and Child Bearers Toil, written by David Wellington. Directed by David Wellington, written by Greg Nelson. David Wellington, who is a director I am wholly unfamiliar with. I have not seen a single thing that this man has directed besides this episode.
David Wellington?
Yeah.
Well, he directed last episode.
So. Oh, did he?
So you've seen one single thing
besides this episode. I don't think we really talked about it last week. So he's directed the last two episodes. But other than that, like, Rookie Blue is the only other show I even know that he's directed. So, Greg Nelson, though, has written, like, several episodes, I think. Right?
Oh, David Wellington directed a lot of
Saving Hope. No, he's a producer.
Oh, never mind. That's not. I was thinking Raising Hope. This has whole...
Saving Hope's like a doctor show or something. It was like a Canadian drama or something, right?
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Yeah.
It has Erica Durance in it. AKA Lois Lane.
She's a great Lois Lane in Smallville, man. Let me correct myself. Greg Nelson, this shows is the first episode he's written, but he's a producer, I think, on the show or something. Like, I see his name a lot. Like, an executive producer? Yeah, I just looked it up. On several episodes. I knew I'd seen his name before.
He also directed Human Raw Material last season.
Oh, that was episode 4 of last season, I think.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, episode 5, but yes, you're close. Rookie Cover Mission.
5. You're right.
Oh. I have IMDb pulled up. Okay. Nina, please don't make it seem like I know this off the top of my head.
Usually I would, probably.
Looking at his producer credits, not his directing credits. I forgot he directed some Queer's Funk. I did know that show, so... we should just start over and I could just erase all of that, but we won't. I was looking at producer credits, not as director credits. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, let's get into the show before I bury myself under a bunch of more crap. So, spoilers. I said that. Nina, what did you think about this episode?
I loved it. I'm, like, trying to remember what happened in it. I probably should have thought of that before we started recording.
I mean, I loved it. It's a pretty glowing review.
Yeah, pretty much, basically, I loved it. I thought it moved us forward a bit. We've been sort of in the same place, so I thought it picked up the season a bit. Even though I enjoyed last episode with Alice and stuff, but it was... it was very disconnected from this season's story, so I was glad to get back into it.
Tim?
It caught me off guard seeing Cody. I didn't expect to see her again.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like,
we were 100% sure that she was dead, right?
Because the last time you saw her, Ferdinand got in a car with her, and then that was it. Like, so I figured Ferdinand killed her, probably. They just never followed up.
Like everyone else he gets in a car with.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
yeah, just don't get in the car with that guy.
Yeah, just avoid it at all costs, you know? Because in that moment, I thought it was going to be another Tatiana, because Mrs. S was like, you know her, you know, it's a woman, you know her too. I'm thinking, well, she knows her own face. So, like, I thought it was going to be another Tatiana. And then another clone, and suddenly it was Cody, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I was truly, truly caught off guard. When S says that, I'm with you, Mina. Like, I was like, oh God, are we about to get introduced to another clone? And I thought, oh, maybe it's a clone that we already met and we thought was dead but still alive. And then it's Cody, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not Katya, and then you're all sad about it.
Tim, I think you're the only person still fawning for Katya.
Hashtag bring her back.
Kevin Hanshard, who plays Art, keeps bringing up Katya in the interviews and stuff. All the preseason interviews, they would always ask, like, who's your favorite clone or something? And he would always say, oh, I love Katya, you know? She was too short of a span of the show.
Well, a whole new dynamic to the show.
Yeah.
So, Tim, what did you think about the episode?
Yeah, I liked it. I feel like I'm finally kind of snapping back into Orphan Black mode. Where I'm getting back on the hype train more.
This was, Mina's on point. This was the episode that so much stuff got thrown at us. I was like, I'll go ahead and put it out there. I only got a chance to watch it once. I made pretty good notes, but I felt confident when I sat down to watch it. I was like, well, the last few episodes have been enjoyable, but kind of slow. I think I'll be okay watching it just once. And then after it was over, I was like, I think I need to watch it like two more times because there's a lot of stuff in this episode. So,
I watched it twice and I'm like, I still don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I think I got to watch it again. It's a little, there's a lot of things.
So Tim, you liked it.
Yeah, I was on board with it.
Not loved it, just liked it.
I mean, I haven't necessarily loved this whole season, but I'm way more, I loved it more than I have the other ones. But yeah, I mean, I really liked it. I feel like I'm on trial here.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm with Mina. I freaking loved it. In a different way than I loved the last episode. The last episode was like pure joy. The last episode was like eating lots of candy. And oh my God, this is so fun. And this episode was just intense and was all of the like dramatic things that we love about Orphan Black.
This episode had your tooth that fell out after you ate all that candy.
Yeah, for real.
Literally.
So just one quick side tangent, and this probably only means anything to me because I'm not sure how familiar either one of you good with like actors' names, like just off the top of your head. Like, if I said Elizabeth Perkins, would you know who that actress is?
It sounds familiar, but I might just be thinking about Tony Perkins from...
Yeah, it sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Did you ever watch Weeds?
Oh, yeah, I watched Weeds.
Okay, she was her, for lack of a better term, really, like, bitchy friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was in, like, Big with Tom Hanks. She was the chick the chick he fell in love with.
I saw her with the girl from Matilda, and I was like, is she the teacher Matilda? But she was not. She was in Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. What was her name in Weeds? Celia or something like that?
Celia.
Yeah. She was a great character to, like, love to hate. Because it's like, you wanted her something bad to happen to her all the time. She's kind of like Dwight from The Office.
She was Wilma in The Flintstones.
Yeah,
the
movie. I mean, because people remember that movie.
Hey, man, I do. I freaking John Goodman and Rick Moranis.
So there was a character.
Halle Berry? Oh, hold on now. Don't skip over this. That was a solid movie.
Oh. Are you done with the praises of The Flintstones?
Kyle MacLachlan. All right, now I'm done.
Kyle MacLachlan was in The Flintstones?
Yes, he was the bad guy.
Oh, my God, I don't remember that.
I feel like we heavily discussed this on the Shield podcast at some point.
I don't think so, man. I'll remember that.
It was him and Halle Berry. They were like the bad guys. But then Halle kind of comes around and then, you know.
I've got to rewatch this movie.
It's a solid movie. You should.
I refuse to believe that. Everybody was blackmailed into being in that film. There's no way. Anyway, my point is, there's a character in this episode named Elizabeth Perkins, and every time they said her name, I was like, really? You couldn't come up with any other name. If it had just been Elizabeth Perkins or Elizabeth anything, or just like Jane Perkins, but no, it's Elizabeth Perkins, and I think she's a great actress. So, like, every time they said her name, I was like, oh god. I just could not stop thinking about her.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
It would have been great if it would have just been her. But
oh, my gosh. That would have been great. When you first brought up her name, I was like thinking, I forgot that the character was named Elizabeth Perkins. I thought you were saying that it was her, like played by her. And I was like, wait, I didn't recognize that lady. But no, yeah. It was just the name. Yeah, like, that's funny.
Stuff like that always. If it's somebody, like a character name, something, like somebody that I know in my personal life, like that never bugs me. Because it's like, oh, well, that's just like a random name. But like, she's like a legit famous actress.
Yeah.
And like, they just couldn't have chose any other name. But whatever. It works. And I think that scene is maybe the best Sarah S. stuff in the whole series, but certainly in a very long time. So,
oh yeah, I loved it. It was, I mean, yeah, they were just, they're both so good at doing stuff like that, and like them doing it together was so cool, you know.
And
Sarah
how quick
gets up and starts doing it, and we're like, oh no, Sarah, oh no, and then we're like, oh no, good, you know.
I mean, she just immediately rolls into it,
yeah.
And the whole time, I'm like, I'm like you. I was like, so is she legit getting into a fight? And then when she like stages it, I'm like, oh, she's staging the fight. But then she slyly uses the whole, like, she makes it clear that she calls her mother before she leaves to play on the doctor's sympathies. I was like, that is a brilliant piece of writing. And two phenomenal actors, just because they don't have to explain anything, they just do it, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was great. And just like Sarah, like trusting that like Mrs. S would know what she was doing, you know, catch on.
Yeah, it makes me wish that we got more of those two in this kind of mode rather than constantly like butting heads with each other.
Just
scamming people together
too. Oh, that would have been great. I know, that really made me want like Sarah, Mrs. F, S, spinoff of them, just, you know, just
going around conning people.
Yep, just scamming people. And
so the going, jumping all the way back to the beginning, it opens on a character we found out in the last episode that wasn't dead, right? Didn't we find out in the third episode, or was it in the second episode? Susan.
I think in the second episode.
Is it the second one?
Yeah.
So yeah, finally Susan's back. We knew she was still alive, but I guess it was a matter of, how and where we were going to see her. I was a little bit surprised, especially considering all of the things that had kind of happened beforehand. I would assume Rachel would want her as far away from her as possible. And
Yeah. I mean, I guess PT is the one in charge. But yeah, it is odd because, I mean, I guess it explained in the episode, he apparently needs her for the science, and that's why she's alive. But it was odd because he sort of seemed to be the one that led Rachel to stab her in the first place, because the whole the swan, and then she saw it like headless, and it was like in the kitchen, and that's when she stabbed her. Like, it's, you know.
But she hadn't really, I mean, she hadn't met with him yet at that point, right?
Yeah, she hadn't met with him yet.
But ever since she met with him, I mean, she's kind of changed her views. So maybe she was like misunderstanding completely at the time.
But in the episode, he kind of makes it clear that he, maybe not that he wanted Rachel to kill her, but definitely lash out at her. And I think she does make the point, like, you don't really understand what kind of person Rachel is. And I guess maybe he doesn't, because Rachel is the, like, oh, you're asleep, I'm gonna slit your throat kind of person.
literally cutthroat,
So,
not
yes.
metaphorical.
So yeah, I guess that's why I was a little, like, taken aback, like, oh, okay, well, I guess they're keeping her around for something. And I guess we'll find out what. I thought that was going to be the biggest, like, surprise of the episode, but it wasn't.
So how many bets are we putting on that the person that PT created is going to be the one that kills PT?
I mean,
Oh,
it kind of has to
the
be.
bear in the forest. I didn't think of that. That would be.
I kind of hoped, which, well, I will save all that. We'll get to that when we talk about him. So the kids looking for Stacy, because it cuts from there to these.
I think it's Daisy, right?
Is it Daisy? I
Or
thought it was Stacy.
I think Daisy.
Okay, well, there were kids talking. I wasn't paying attention. why did I write Stacy? I swear I thought they said Stacy.
I think like a few times it sounded like Stacy, but I think it was Daisy.
I gotta start watching this with the subtitles on. Either way, they kept talking about this person or thing, and the whole time I was like, "Did I miss something? Who is this character that they're looking for that's
Oh,
super
that's funny.
important?" And then, like, it's a pig that they found in the woods, and I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I feel like an idiot."
You were just looking in the pig pen and
Yeah,
or
they were
I
looking
don't
at the pig
think
pen,
Stacy.
and the gate
Daisy
was
was
open.
there.
So that leads us to the whole, like, the reintroduction of this monster bear thing that lives in the woods, which kind of becomes the focal point of Cosima's story in this episode.
Which also, I just want to point out, they just left Daisy out there. They went out there to find her and bring her back, and they were just like, "All right, peace out, Daisy." Leave you with a growling, screaming thing in the woods.
I
I
mean,
thought that they were gonna come across Daisy, the dead pig. I thought it was gonna be dead, and I was like, "Oh my God, they're children!" You know?
no, it's fine. It's just really, really
But,
bleeding out of the big gash on the side of it.
well, I mean, it's definitely dead now. So.
I just like the girl was like, "Oh, it's bleeding." Yeah,
Something howls in the woods, and they're like, "Oh, snap, we gotta go." So. Cut from there, we get Kira. Lot of Kira in this episode. Not as frustrating as I thought it would be, but still not great. I'm just.
When you first saw her arm, when Sarah like pulled it off, did it look like there was a big piece of skin missing?
It did look like that,
Because I think it's I'm assuming it's just the bandage with blood on it, but it looked almost like there was a giant slice of skin just like grafted off of her.
Tim got all
And so
excited. He was like, "The worms are back."
no, not that. It was just, but Sarah was really freaking out, and I was like, "Oh gosh, I'd be really freaking out too." And yeah, I guess it's a big deal if, your daughter has a big slice in her arm, but just from the quick moment when she was running away and she was like, "Ow, ow," I was like, "Oh God," like Rachel really took a lot of skin off of her. Like, what's happening?
It wasn't Rachel, and one of you said it last week, but I don't remember who.
think it was me. I mean, because she, I was saying about Kira and the knife.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, I said either to herself or the mouse, but I thought it was to herself. I thought she was going to see, you know, test how, you know, fast she would heal.
I mean, we haven't seen the mouse yet, have we?
Yeah.
Because the mouse hasn't come back.
Yeah, no, I thought it was to herself. Cause
and you were right.
The mouse does, yep.
So that was, I mean, I guess it's good that they didn't show us that. You don't really want to see a kid cutting themselves. And not really the kind of thing you want to show on television. But yeah, you definitely called that one. I was like, oh, so she is. And the further it went along, the more I was like, oh, this isn't Rachel. Like, Rachel didn't do it. And by the time she fessed up, I was like, okay, yeah. I'm pretty confident that she cut herself just to see, you know. And, yep, that
she
was it.
She did some fingernails. She kind of cut my arm wide open. She.
I feel like you're making a reference to something I do not understand.
No, I was really just being like, oh, you know, it's like a nice little kind of easy thing if she took some fingernail clippings and then she just made like a giant gash in my arm.
Yeah.
That, you know, really stepping up the game there.
Yeah. So lots of Susan and PT talking in this episode. Lots of exposition that I won't really get into. I mean, mainly because I only watched the episode once and a lot of it was like, it comes at you so fast.
Oh,
I was like, what? What?
Amanda's seen it twice. So what are your notes, Amy?
the gist of it is just that they're going to work together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ira was listening to all of her conversation, I think.
Yeah, and Ira showing back up, which this dude needs to pick a freaking side, man.
Yeah.
I understand he's with her, but at the same time, like, who cares what she wants, man? You cannot trust these people.
The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
I honestly expected to see the bear creature man thing. Expected it to be, God, what's his name? Ari Millen? That's his name, right? I expected it to be him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have made sense if it was a character.
But, yeah, we clearly, I think you pretty clearly see at the end that it's not, it's a completely different person altogether. So we got some Scott in this episode, very, very briefly. Never enough Scott in these episodes. And his buddy, whose name I can never remember.
Hell Wizard,
yeah. So that was fun. I feel like we talk about a lot of spinoffs for this show. But I do feel like their spinoff would be really fun as well.
It would.
Kind of like their Dungeons and Dragons group or whatever it was. Like solving science mysteries.
Hmm.
I would be down for that. So.
Oh yeah.
And we could keep Cosima, you know, and just have her hanging out with him. So,
I'm currently looking at the actor who played the creature. Do y'all want to know his name or?
I don't care.
Sure.
It's Andrew Musselman or Musselman.
I'm pretty sure it's not pronounced Musselman.
Musselman. How awesome of a last name would that be, right?
Well cast.
I don't really recognize. I mean, I recognize some of the things. Like, he's in a great show at one point called Suits.
Suits, you say? I've never heard of this show, Suits, Tim.
Which tell us more about it. More of the Black is also in.
Really?
Tim, is Suits still on the air?
Yeah, man, we got another season coming up pretty soon. I think it's July 12th is when it starts back.
Oh my gosh. You don't
Wednesday,
say.
July 12th. Episode 1, season 7.
Is this a show you watch?
Yes, it is. I dabble in it from time to time.
You like it?
You know.
I mean, I feel like this show is pretty much about Orphan Black and then Suits. Because that seems to be the other show that you're always talking about.
I mean, I'm not saying it's in the same universe or anything, but wouldn't that be something?
It would be quite a weird universe.
Yeah.
Saren S. staking out that bar. We already kind of went over this, but oh my God, what an incredible scene, man. Just so much fun watching. Like, their whole heist scenario, or not heist, but like kind of sort of heist scenario, you know, S dressing up and pretending to be the doctor and, you know, then fooling that guy into letting him into the thing. It was just,
It was actually funny because I didn't realize at the time, the first watch through, I had recognized the guy, you know, they fooled at the facility. I like really recognized him, and I'm thinking, oh, he sort of looks like the guy who's on Wynonna Earp now. And then afterwards, I went on Twitter and I happened to see I forget his name, but I happened to see his tweet saying, "Oh, catch me on Orphan Black tonight." And then I went back and looked, and I was like, "Oh, he's on this season of Wynonna Earp." So, it was just funny.
That is a show. I think we talked about it a few episodes ago. I didn't know you were watching. I've got to get caught up on. I watched like the first two or three episodes, and it's very fun in a
Yeah, it's very fun.
like cheesy, goofy kind of way.
Yeah. It doesn't
So
like take itself too seriously, but like it's really funny.
it's fun
It's
in
really
that
great.
like sci-fi, you know, low budget kind of way. It's, I think
Adele's also back.
you're derailing our Wynonna Earp conversation, Jim.
Because I don't watch that show, so I want to bring it back to something
Well,
I can talk
I
about.
mean, you know,
The same
let's.
actor, and it was funny. I just watched Wynonna Earp airs on Fridays on
Mina.
Sci-Fi. So.
This dude mentioned Suits, a show that neither one of us watch every episode. You do not have to justify us talking about Wynonna Earp. Give it up, Tim. The first season of Wynonna Earp is now streaming on Netflix for anyone
Oh
who's interested. So,
Go
Tim,
watch.
you can go watch it.
Yeah, go
Maybe one
watch
day. We'll see.
Is Suits streaming on Netflix,
I think it actually is.
Tim? Probably is. That's beside the point.
I think it's actually Amazon Prime.
There's only one season of Wynonna Earp. So,
That
'cause
a
this is the
flaming gun?
second season, I think, right?
Does she have a flaming gun?
Or is this the third season?
Yeah, she has a gun called a
That's on
peacemaker.
fire.
That's yeah, it's not always, but sometimes on the end of pretty
Is this
much.
the second season airing right now, right?
It's the second
Okay,
season.
yeah.
It's so funny. The second season premiered the day before the new season of Orphan Black premiered. So I had a very exciting weekend that weekend, and every weekend now I got Friday and Saturday nights. You know, I got my shows. So.
Oh, you are. We've got to find you a new show once Orphan Black is over.
I gotta figure out what to do.
Okay, so yeah, the con scene, so much fun. Like, her coming back and putting the wallet like back was, I played so well, almost to the point you could barely even see her toss it back
Yeah,
under
it's
the
so smooth.
computer. It's so smooth. They well, before we get to them breaking into the facility, Fi and Kira, lots of that stuff. I don't know. I hate to knock a child actor because it's they're easy targets. I mean, they're kids. They're not really, you know. It's rare that you find a child actor that's truly, truly phenomenal, but I don't know what it is about the actress that plays Kira, but oh my God, she just irks me so much. She
I mean,
always has,
Charlotte was
man.
also in the episode, and Charlotte was really good. But
Yeah, she
yeah,
is
she's
good.
super good.
So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of hard to go from Charlotte to Kira.
I don't know. I mean, I think she's just, it's been 5 years. She was smaller when she started on the show, and I think when you start that small, once you start getting older, it might. Acting is probably, I don't act, but it's probably different when you get a bit older and stuff. Just learning
Well,
stuff and
and you don't know, like, because like you said, you start out young. Like, when she first started on the show, she literally only had to do like a few things, you know?
They're giving her more stuff, especially this season too.
Yeah.
So it's just different than when she started, and she was smaller, and
Yeah. when yeah, whole scenes are literally relying on her, like, carrying them, that's a lot yeah. to put on a child actor
yeah.
who, up to this point, has really not done anything except kind of pout or look injured or, you know, been yeah. like this tag-along character who is important, but who just hasn't really done anything. So, yeah, it's frustrating to me every time she's on, because I really, really want to be invested in what's going on with Kira, but
yeah,
I kind of just roll my eyes at it. It's the only thing, like, when it comes to the end of the show, I'm like, well, the kid that played Kira wasn't great. That'll be the only thing that I'm just like, eh, but, you know, whatever. Again,
keep at it, Skylar. You'll get better acting with age.
I'm not saying she's terrible. Maybe this is just not the right material for her. So, I don't want to insult the child. But it bores me to tears.
Well, we just lost over half our listeners.
Yeah, I
Logan
know.
Insulting children.
We're down to just two listeners now.
Hi, Mina's mom.
Hi, Mom! Hi, Gwen, my sister.
Those are the two people
loyal
that
listeners.
Listen to this podcast.
Yep.
We get S and Sarah stopping at the convent, which, as we hypothesized, is not in Russia. It is, in fact, very, very close to where they're at.
Oh, yeah. Would have been a bit far.
we were right on the money there. And they do conveniently explain away why Helena was able to find refuge in the convent.
Yeah.
Which, as convenient as that explanation is, it's also incredibly brutal and like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really?
Kitty has no tongue.
They cut out her tongue.
At the same time, we saw, you know, how Helena was at the very beginning. You know what I mean?
Oh, all yeah, absolutely.
So it doesn't surprise me that they cut out her tongue for being a blasphemer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all. It was just like, it was an interesting way to explain away, like, okay, she was able to find a sanctuary with a convent. Well, why? Like, how would they just accept her? Like, oh, well, because this person knows her because this person helped her when she was younger. And, oh, by the way, they cut out her tongue for doing that. So,
yeah.
And weren't Mrs. S and Sarah, like, even talking about, she's not talking. Maybe she took a vow of silence or something.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't know quite. She didn't say anything. She just, like, led them up, you know. They're probably like, oh, we're here to see, you know, Helena. And, yeah.
Nope, she doesn't have a tongue.
Yep.
All right,
was it bad that, when Sarah heard it, you saw the reaction on Sarah's face, but Miss S never found out? So, like, were you kind of... I was kind of hoping, like, Miss S was still going to be trying to talk to her when she came out the door. And Sarah
that
would have
been
like,
funny.
and be like... to Miss S, she's like, sorry, sorry, sorry.
S, Sarah just screams from the other room, S, she doesn't have a tongue! we get a really, really sweet heart-to-heart Helena-Sarah moment. Which... when was the last time those two were together?
Yeah, so they haven't been in a scene together, I think, since the third season. Because they weren't last season, they talked on the phone once when Helena was at Allison's house and
right.
Sarah was somewhere. And there was nothing, there's been nothing this season, you know, yet. So it's basically been since sometime the third season, I think. I forget exactly. Because
they were locked up in the prison together.
Yeah.
So.
And then, you know. I forget, yeah, after that, I mean, then they should have... Oh, I know, the end of the third season, the dinner.
That's
the
right, right.
The only dinner, that's right. The last time, I think. Because I don't think at all in the fourth season, we're together. Sarah went off to wherever, where Kira Cal. Was with Cal, and,
yeah.
And then they were there for 2 months, and season four resumed, and yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's we talked about this with a few other characters that have happened this season so far about how long it's been since they were together in a room, and even though most of them are played by the same actress, it's
yeah.
still like really, really powerful when you think about, you know, even though what did we say, it's been a year since a little over a year since the in the timeline of the show, right?
Yeah, I think a little under a year.
So, but to go, like, to have all this stuff have happened, and to go that long without seeing somebody that you became, like, so connected to, like, it just, I don't know, it's really, really powerful. And
yeah, it's her literal twin, so it's, like, it's been a while.
So, and she plays it brilliantly on both sides. And more and more, I feel like they're kind of, the show is bragging on itself and how far it's come with being able to have her in the same scene without tricks, where it's like, oh, well, this is the back of one's head, so you're just using a stand-in. Like, they're sitting on the same bed, you know, talking to each other. There's no, like, clear demarcation. I mean, their legs are almost touching each other.
Yeah. And, I mean, her hand is, like, on Helena's belly.
Yeah.
Like,
it's incredible when you think where this show started and how much they had to kind of trick us into seeing the characters in the same scene together. You know, it was always, there was always like a clear dividing line if they were in the same scene. Like, and nobody ever really crossed the line. And if they did, you would just cut to the back of somebody's head. So you couldn't really see the faces. And now we have multiple times in this season having one or the other of the clones crossing that dividing line and touching the other one. And it sounds like a really small thing, but if you know anything about, like, tech, I mean, it's not, because it's not like her hand suddenly turns into some CGI, like, nonsense. Like, there's no clear defining moment, you know, where it's like, oh, well, that's not her, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they take Catherine Alexander, who is the clone double, and, like, it, a lot of times it's, like, her hand, and then it, so they'll cut it somewhere where, like, her arm or hand will be on, like, Tatiana's body. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking incredible how just in 5 years, how far they've advanced technology like that. Because essentially, they outside of CGI, before this, most of the time it was that kind of thing where you just, one person, like, you shot one side of the frame, then you shot the other side of the frame, you know, and that they, you splice them together, and that's what you did. And now, you know, they're not doing that. And not that the show itself just advanced that, technology is advancing, but the fact that they embraced that and they're like, oh, we can use it to do this. I don't know. Stuff like that always blows me away. So, it happened when Allison, last week, when Allison and Cosima first met, and she, like, touches Cosima's face. I was like, oh my God, that's incredible.
Yeah.
But anyway, on with the show. So we got,
Adele's back.
Yes, Adele is back.
We got Susan back, which I thought was going to be the biggest surprise of the episode. And even getting what's her name back was shocking.
Cody.
Cody back was shocking.
Yeah.
But did not think that we were going to see Adele, especially not in this way.
Yeah.
So that blew me away.
I don't remember if it was at the beginning. I feel like it was at the end of last week's episode or something. I was accidentally spoiled that she was coming back, because it was like one of the first things they showed of, like, next week, and it's just her walking in the door, and I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, I always know, because I always watch all those things. But I probably would have been surprised if I didn't already know. But
see, I didn't know. Completely shocked me when there was a knock at Fee's door. I was like, oh God. This is where somebody kidnaps Kira, and here we go. We got to save Kira again. And then it's just like, hello.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
I mean, yeah, there was a moment earlier where Mrs. S did say, when she was saying, you know, Felix take Kira to school, and she's gonna pick her up and bring her to your place for a sleepover. She did say to Felix, someone's going to drop you a visit, so don't go to sleep. So I knew someone was coming, and then because I knew Adele, I was like, oh, it's Adele. But yeah. So yeah.
What if actual Adele came to the door?
Hello. Hello from the other side.
There's an awesome YouTube channel called Orphan Crack. If you've never checked it out, it is the greatest Orphan Black companion. Woman named Peppa, I'm pretty sure, makes hilarious Orphan Black videos. She always asks for suggestions. I should suggest have actual Adele come to the door that be like singing. That but yeah, if you've never seen Orphan Crack, search it on YouTube.
I will have to check that out. We get the information that S has given them a job to do, which maybe it's just me, man, but I'm still so leery of her. I keep waiting for this other shoe to drop.
Of Adele?
Yes.
I don't know. I remember us being so iffy, wishy-washy on her last time she was here, but I'm on board. I'm like, oh, she's on our team.
Yeah, I'm on board pretty much.
I'm 90% there, but I don't know what it is. I never got over that mistrust. So it's still in the back of my mind, but doesn't matter. She's a lot of fun. She's great. Her and Fee interacting is great. I should be won over because apparently S completely trusts her because now she knows everything.
Yeah, so, that was funny. You just instantly come in and she's like talking about, oh, the sisters, the clones, you know, that explains everything.
I want to hear that conversation.
Yeah, so. I know. They just skipped over it. They're like, oh, no, she's got to be informed. Let's just say Mrs. S told her.
I liked when Fee was like, Adele was like, did you ever wonder why I was disbarred? And Fee was like, I would just assume it was because of your drink.
Yeah, that was funny.
Because you're an alcoholic? No, actually, I'm an embezzler. Like, what?
I can follow the money pretty good, but when it comes to actually doing it.
Yeah, she's going to do great in this family, you know? She fits right in.
Yeah, I can't wait for their adventure next week or the week after, whenever we get in. I hope we get to see it. I hope it's not a glossed over, like, oh, they went there, got the thing, and got out.
Some scenes.
And I did skip over, like, there's a scene of Mrs. S and Sarah in the car where S is telling Sarah all of this information. Again, lots of exposition that you really got to pay attention to. That I can't repeat because I only saw it once. But, like, all this information about Lita and Castor and, like, who they need to see to get more info on PT. Did we know his name was Percival?
I don't think so. I think that's new.
Okay. Yeah. Susan said that at the beginning of the episode. Yeah. And immediately I was like, wait, did we know his name was Percival?
Yeah.
Because we just keep calling him PT. And Sarah's like, where are you getting all this information?
Yeah.
And I was thinking the same thing. And then I was like, oh, wait, I'm stupid. I know where she got the information. Yeah.
It's Delphine,
who was completely absent from this episode.
Yeah,
and I gotta say, I was a little bummed considering how much time they were on the island. I was like, "Oh, this is where Delphine's gonna pop up." No Delphine.
Yeah, so, no Delphine. You know, she's still
traveling the world.
She's feeding her information and stuff, but doesn't appear.
What I'm hoping for, right, is that that Delphine's gonna pop back up with Vic and Jason somehow. so we can see Vic and Jason one last time.
Why would Delphine go get them?
Michael Mando, I understand you're in Better Call Saul, but you're not in that many scenes there, so please just pop in every now and then.
Michael Mando might be about to break huge thanks to your boyfriend's movie coming out this weekend.
I mean, I don't know that I'd call it that, but you know, Mina, have you heard about this movie coming out Thursday?
Well, you know, it's what's it called again?
Spider-Man: Homecoming. Just a little movie, a little Spider-Man. Anything, you know.
Okay, I've never heard of it, so.
Spider-Man. Yeah,
it's Spider-Man: Homecoming.
I know he's in it, and I think I know the character he might be playing. I'm not
sure.
It's
not up your alley, Mina. It's about a bunch of high school kids at a dance. It's really not that
interesting. Okay, one of those. Okay. Yeah, I probably won't see it.
Stupid,
I
mean, stupid teen drama.
Black in it, though.
It does. So, in a very possibly minor part. So, but he is actually, like, credit where credit's due. That dude is effing killing it on Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing. He's amazing in anything he's in. But it's just like, I keep seeing them promoting him as being in that show, and I'm glad they are. But he's honestly not in that many scenes.
No, and but like, he's so good when he is.
Oh yeah, I'm not doubting that. It's just more so of like, I wish he was in it more.
Did you?
Yeah. How much they promote him?
Tim, I know you watch it. Do you watch it? Are you current?
On Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Mina, do you watch it?
No.
Okay, so this is not really spoilers, but there was a scene this season where he had to steal some pills out of somebody's jacket, replace mm-hmm. them with fake pills that were like poison or whatever, uh-oh. And then slip it back in. It's this like 4-minute scene that. Like, literally, I was chewing my fingernails off.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so intense, man. but how good was that scene, Tim?
It was great. Like I said, ever since I saw him for the first time in Far Cry 3, he's been phenomenal in everything. But it's just the fact that I wish he was in it more. And it's just, I don't, so we haven't, I'm trying to look, we haven't seen Vic since season 2.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Like, no, when did Allison go to rehab?
IMDb says IMDb says episode 9, season 2. Back in 2015. It's been 3 years.
Well, that coincides with him going to Better Call Saul then. Because the third season of Better Call Saul.
And then the last time we saw Jason Kellerman, or Justin, what's his name, Chatwin, was we only saw him in season 3, right?
Yeah, he's only season 3. Didn't come back.
I just want them to come back because they were, I don't know, they're great. Well,
I enjoyed the hell out of Vic, and he was a fun character, and especially like how they brought him back with the rehab stuff. That was a lot of fun. But if losing him as this like kind of side comedic character gets him to like this, the work he's doing on Better Call Saul, I'll take the loss on this show.
Because... I just want a quick appearance where he's like, I thought I had finally gotten y'all out of my life. What are you doing here?
Would be funny.
And then like maybe Jason seeing Donnie and like flinching or something. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Where were we? Mud and the Monster.
Adele.
Right?
They
have a mission. And from there we see Mud and... the monster. Like, apparently Mud knows what's going on.
Yeah.
How do we know how old Mud is? Like, how long Mud's been around? Because it was almost like that was a brother or possibly like a boyfriend
Tim,
or something.
Tim, I'd be willing to bet money she's old as dirt.
Yeah. Oh. that's what I'm saying. I'm curious if the bear was
that
her,
deserved
like,
a bigger laugh, damn it.
I got it.
I didn't clue in.
Mud is as old as dirt.
Yeah, that's okay. Funny.
Not really, but.
But yeah, I think she's young. I mean, I don't think she seems very young just in how she acts and stuff. So I don't think she's like secretly really old. Also,
she's
like
a little too idealized.
Slightly younger than me.
Yeah, she still has that, like, no, there's good in these people kind of attitude. the world has not beat her down yet. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with Mina. I think she's fairly young. So. Yeah.
I don't know her I mean, I'm assuming at some point we're going to find out this season, you know, how exactly she is, why is she there, who is she really, you know, that sort of a thing. But, yeah, it's interesting that she's, like, seems sort of special in a way because she's, like, inside PT's house and, like, connecting whatever, you know, medicine tubes or whatever to him and... knows about the quote bear in the woods,
which Cosima specifically calls this the island of Dr. Moreau. So we've got that reference. I think there was a reference to it last year. The book, right? Wasn't the book the island of Dr. Moreau?
Or am I wrong? Yeah, about that? The book that, Ethan Duncan had wrote all the codes and stuff in. Right. That was the first mention of the island of Dr. Okay. Moreau series.
And we talked about it earlier on, and now we've got it front and center with them just saying, yeah, this is kind of the island of Dr. Moreau, and this thing was the first experiment. Now, am I wrong? Do they not... They don't go into any heavy detail about... Because Cody... Virginia Cody explains all of that, like kind of like what happened, how they kind of split up into all these different factions,
and yeah.
That this thing was their first experiment, but she doesn't say what they were doing, right?
Doesn't really say what their goal was. You know, they were, it was crude, you know, stuff they did in their experiment with this. He was a child, I guess, when they started this, but she doesn't say, like, what was their goal, what were they trying to do.
It struck me as really interesting but a little too vague. That was frustrating to me. And I'm sure we'll get more into it, but the minute we found out any of that information, I just immediately wanted to know more. And yeah. If you hear any fireworks in the background, sorry. I live in the South. My neighbors are rednecks.
So. It's okay. It's the night before the 4th of July, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's not save the fireworks for the 4th of July. Let's do one. The other night, there was somebody
shooting. Oh, I just heard one outside my window, too. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Logan, Mina, please stop trying to control our patriotism.
Fireworks do not equal patriotism. That's a whole other discussion. Anyway, the whole scene about this thing, this guy, this kid being this early experiment, it reminded me a lot of, which I don't think we ever, Mina, did you watch Jessica Jones?
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay, I'd be curious to know what you think about it. It's not a show I loved, but it's a show that a lot of people like. But Tim, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm over here laughing because of how much you didn't like that show. It's a big thing.
The big thing is that I didn't praise the show the way a lot of people did, so therefore, much like Guardians of the Galaxy, it becomes like, Logan hates the show, when Logan just thinks the show is like, it's okay.
It's not great. In the reviews on the podcast, where didn't someone call you, like, the wrong name?
Oh, yeah. That was great. Like, there's this guy on this podcast who won't stop talking about how he doesn't like this about the show, he doesn't like that about the show, and then they call me the wrong name. I was like, F you.
That's funny.
But Tim, you know what I'm talking about, right? The kid experiment. Like, it reminded me a lot of that. Which that was one of the more interesting parts of Jessica Jones, I thought. I really, really want to learn more about this. Straight up thought Cosima was going to get, like, not murdered, but probably, like, you know, hurt pretty bad. Because this is some horror movie crap.
I know. It got really horror-like. I was like, wow. Like,
this is concerned.
It's like a horror video game. You know, like... Tim, you know
what I'm talking about? There's actually a... You're talking about the demo called PT?
No, I don't know anything about
it. It's a big thing. It's like there's a horror demo like for a video game, the next Silent Hills game that didn't end up happening, but it's called PT. So you kept calling. Yeah, you kept saying PT earlier, and I just kept thinking about that. I wasn't really concerned for Kasima just because of the fact of she's just now kind of come back from like a near death experience.
Right. So it stands to reason they put her in another one.
I was just like, she's not going to die, you know, at this point.
No, I didn't think she was going to die. I was just like, well, this thing is now going to like assault Kasima, and like she's going to wake up like Luke in the cave of the Wampa in Star Wars, like tied to this thing while this monster sits in a corner and like eats a dead pig or something, you know.
Eat Daisy. And then Delphine comes back and saves her.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Helena's just gonna save everybody. I can't wait to see Helena versus the monster. This thing was the original subject, and that's really kind of all we know about it. The episode ends with Fee planning to go to Switzerland. And, you know, I think that's about it. Did I miss anything?
There's a great line where it's stomping around breathing like a pug.
I don't think Tatiana breathes like a pug.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny. And that's also very insulting to a child. So Fee was insulting the kid too. Like, you stomp around breathing like a dog. Freaking mouth breathers. I'm a mouth breather. I can't say much. Now, all in all, yeah, I think a really, really great episode. It's a shame that we're four episodes in and it took this to kind of kick it into high gear for the last season. But
yeah, that's what was disappointing when I loved the episode, but I wish this was like...
Episode
at
two.
Least they made the second episode, you know? I mean, I liked that last episode happened because I'm really into character stuff, and I liked like the wrap up of Allison stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish that the first and second episode stuff would have sort of been one episode. So we could have gotten this sooner.
Yeah. Especially the stuff with this new character. I don't know why it couldn't have been introduced sooner, because we could be so much further along in who or what he is. Instead, now we've got six episodes to fill all of that in.
Yeah, it just started this episode, and
So all in all, though, a truly freaking great episode. I didn't watch the next time on, so I have no spoilers.
Yeah, I definitely did. Won't say anything, but I'm super excited for next week.
Is Crystal back?
Hmm?
Crystal's back.
Next... I'm not gonna give stuff away.
I'm pretty sure I read somewhere somebody confirmed that she would be in this season. So
I would
definitely.
I'd be surprised if she wasn't in this season.
Oh yeah.
Like I said, I'm gonna be surprised if all the clones don't show up, like all the alive clones don't show back up in the last episode somehow.
God, I hope Tony shows up, because that was just the one episode thing they did, and everyone for all this time has been like, where's Tony? Where's Tony? And I just want him in one scene to like know, like, the like, okay, you know, everything's fine at the end. Just let him know, you know?
I thought that the like the hints at the Tony Fee thing were like so just like funny and interesting and like, like make your head spin with the like, wait, but they're kind of brother and sister, brother and brother, and like, what's going on? Is it incest? Not really, but not blood.
Twincest.
Technically.
Oh, yeah. Fun stuff. So,
the fact that you're just talking about incest and you end it with fun stuff. You are from the South, Logan. Good.
I told you I grew up in the trailer park, man. So, it wasn't really a trailer park. It was just a trailer on a giant piece of land. So, not really a trailer park, but you know.
It was a singular trailer.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, at one point
there were two.
You can find me on Twitter @TimothyTimothay.
Why are you trying to end the episode, Tim? I end the episodes. I'm on Twitter at Deadpool1979, DEDPOOL1979.
Mina?
Did you already... Okay, I heard you, like, spelling your... But I didn't know what you were doing. I was like, okay.
Tim's trying to force me to wrap the show up, because apparently he has a hot date.
Okay, so I am on Twitter, at Mina Ann. It's MinaAnne.
And if you didn't hear it, he's at Timothée. And the O is a zero, so, you know.
Not, though.
Tim's a zero. man. We'll be back next week talking about, sadly, the midway point of the final season of Orphan Black. And I'm pretty sure Tim will have something to say about Spider-Man and some stupid show called Suits.
Probably.
Until then, keep on floating.